He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the mid-December edition, 12/15/2020 of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, looks like Christmas coming early. Yeah, we hear about the Santa Claus rally. Maybe this is it. We've got green across the screen here so far today. The NASDAQ leading the way. We'll get to that in a bit. The Dow right now up 98 points. It was up about 150, so it has backed off. It's not above 30,000 anymore either. It's at 29,959, so there's a little bit of a downer in today's move. That the NASDAQ is up 106 points right now, tacking on to yesterday's pretty good day also. It looks to me like the semiconductor sector is leading the way so far in the early action. The NASDAQ up 106 to 12,545. S&P rolling right along, but it can't get through 3,700. It's at 3,669. I see a new forecast for 2021 coming from one of the big wirehouses, and they've got quite a lofty target price for the S&P 500. We'll get to that in a bit, too. Russell 2000 up 11, 1925. It continues to close in on 2000. Crude oil having a decent day, up 24 cents to $47.23. Gold is up 23.80. 1855. Silver is up 57 cents to 2461. The Bitcoin market, it's up 260 to 19,342, closing in on 20,000, and the bond market quiet 0.92%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We've got a lot to talk about today. You know, every day I start my radio show and my notes and my research with a blank slate on my Word, Microsoft Word. That's a blank piece of paper staring me in the face, a digital piece of paper. And by the time I'm done, about 3.5-4 hours, I have more news than I need. And a lot of times I just make a lot of discoveries along the way where I hit my head and go, huh, I didn't know that. I need to look into that. That's why I have a flat forehead. S&P 500 yesterday, what was the big turnaround yesterday? We were up big time, and the Dow especially, and the S&P, and we turned around. The NASDAQ held its ground, however. The Electoral College elects Biden. Trump continues to fight, however. Seems to be centered around these Dominion ballot machines right now. SolarWinds headquarters in Austin, Texas are raided. Boy, that was a massive hack. The other big question is bricks and mortar gambling going the way of the shopping mall, being replaced by online gambling. A couple of online gambling stocks getting a lot of attention here today. Well, the big turnaround yesterday, I would say, was another announcement from de Blasio, Mayor de Blasio out of New York City, that he more than likely will shut down the city once again. That's about the time the market turned around from a very positive day yesterday to a very negative day. London was also put on a more restrictive tier yesterday. So I think that caused the turnaround in the Dow and the S&P. But the NASDAQ held on to its gains. We had a very good day yesterday, and we're out of the gate very good so far today. Yesterday, the NASDAQ was up 0.5%. And right now, let's see, are we up a half a percent? The NASDAQ, the Dow's up 27 basis points. The NASDAQ is up, well, even better than yesterday, 0.75%. The stimulus, oh, stimulus. I'm getting sick of hearing about it. The Grinch that stole the stimulus. There doesn't seem to be any stimulus coming. Maybe some small packages. They're talking about a $908 billion package in two parts. We'll see if that comes to pass before Christmas or the holidays. So far, they continue to fight. It's going about as well as Brexit talks over in the UK. And meanwhile, London is stepping up restrictions requiring bars and restaurants to close as COVID-19 infections surge. But at the same time, you've got the rollout of the coronavirus vaccine. Pfizer's vaccine is being shipped. Britain's unemployment rate reaches 4.9% in October, up from 4.8%. And, you know, there's just this restriction business, I guess, is the big cloud hanging over the market right now. Well, and the increasing tensions between the U.S. and China, that hack yesterday, that was huge. SolarWinds, massive attack on just about every important government agency. SolarWinds, about 80% of the Fortune 500 companies use SolarWinds Orion platform. That was the bugaboo that was hacked. That's a big, big deal. The Fed, that kind of gets lost in all of this news, but we'll be listening on Wednesday, their last meeting of the year, and then they're going to call it a year. They really didn't do much but sit on their thumbs all year. You know, I don't think we had any interest rate changes whatsoever in 2020. Come on, you guys, what are we paying you to do over there? Sit on your thumbs? Well, we will be looking maybe for some asset purchases, you know. They've been buying some bond ETFs and this and that. They do know that we're on a little bit shaky ground right now because of COVID. So we will be hanging on every word that comes out of Jerome Powell's mouth on Wednesday. Now, here's that forecast, S&P forecast that I was talking about. Oppenheimer. Forecast S&P 500 at 4,300 by the end of 2021. Well, I could see that happening. However, there's a big what if in there. What if we get a 20% corporate tax hike? You have to weigh that in as a very distinct possibility. And I suppose everybody's looking to Georgia in early January on that, whether or not the Republicans will keep their advantage in the Senate and maybe be able to block said corporate tax hike, or whether they lose those seats. And I think it's almost assured that those corporate tax hikes will take place. So I think that is a big what if. But Oppenheimer has a forecast, S&P 500 next year, 4,300. And of course, they are saying it depends on a few things. Here's their assumptions. Public acceptance of vaccines. Oh, and they're thinking like I am. A GOP-controlled Senate that will reduce the risk that the Biden administration will eradicate the Corporate Tax Reform Act of 2017. They're also counting on low interest rates to remain in place and a big shot of stimulus in Q1 2021. This comes from Chief Investment Strategist John Stoltzeff at Oppenheimer. He continues to favor equities and cyclicals over defensives. The IEA lowers their 2021 oil demand forecast, but they see an end to the crude glut on the market. Well, yeah, you had the OPEC members cut back their production. I think that a lot of those production cuts, artificial cuts, are still in place. They're hoping to sop up all the excess oil in the inventory around the world. And oil has made its way back above $47 per barrel. I'm not a bull on the energy sector, however, at all. And before we go to break, we'll mention that the first COVID-19 shot was given in the U.S. yesterday, along with many, many others. It was a nurse, Sandra Lindsay, a critical care nurse at Long Island Jewish Medical Center in Queens, received the first COVID-19 vaccination. Health workers throughout the U.S. were set to receive the newly authorized shot. More on the vaccine when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson's The Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, if you own a small business or if you're an employee of a small business, so many have been impacted by this this COVID-19. Here's the latest update on what's taking place. There's a lot taking place. We're up to 300,000 people in the U.S. that have now died from the virus. A total of 55 states nationwide yesterday received vaccine shipments by around noon. The plans are on track. A total of 55 sites nationwide received vaccine shipments to General Gustavo Perna, Chief Operation Officer for Operation Warp Speed. The vaccines are given in two doses, don't forget. So Ms. Sandra Lindsay is going to have to take another dose about several weeks apart. The government currently has a reserve of 500,000 doses in case any problems arise. The most urgent U.S. mass immunization campaign in the past was for polio shots rolled out in the 1950s. The average number of daily deaths over a seven-day period has grown from 824 on November the 1st to over 2,400 as of Sunday, prompting new restrictions by many states in an attempt to curb the spread. While the first dose of the vaccine was administered in New York, people across the nation began receiving it on Monday as well. Hospitals in many other states, from Alaska to Michigan, Texas, and Florida, also received their first vaccine doses Monday. And, of course, we know that that vaccine was approved on Friday. On Sunday, trucks and cargo planes packed with the first of nearly 3 million doses of coronavirus vaccines had fanned out across the country. Now, the medical staff has been advised to monitor patients for at least 15 minutes to make sure they don't have adverse reactions. Well, we know that two people in the UK had severe allergic reactions to the vaccine. Only a small percentage of the U.S. population will get access to the shots initially, as early supplies are limited, but Pfizer said that 25 million doses will be available in the U.S. by the end of the month. Well, that's just 2 weeks. Now, the other big news is Moderna. The FDA is expected to approve Moderna's vaccine this Friday. Why is that such a big deal? Well, while Pfizer's vaccine was shipped to 55 different sites, Moderna's is planned to be shipped to 3,285 sites. The federal government is using contractors to ship Moderna's vaccine, while Pfizer is being distributed by the drug maker itself. Now, here's the light at the end of the tunnel, I suppose. About 100 million Americans are expected to be immunized by February or March. Well, you know what? That's a third of America. That should help a heck of a lot in bringing this virus to its knees. And by spring or summer, the whole general public could be inoculated. And that's just taking into account these two vaccines. And there may be some others here along the way. And they're saying by Friday, New York Times is reporting that by Friday, Moderna's vaccine likely to get emergency use authorization from the FDA. So there is light at the end of this tunnel, it appears. COVID-19 vaccines expected in drugstores like CVS, Walgreens, and Costco by early spring. Attention, Costco shoppers. All right, that big hack, probably the biggest hack of all time. Investigation underway to determine the extent of SolarWinds espionage attack. Hackers were found to have inserted malicious code into software updates provided by SolarWinds, which services hundreds of thousands of organizations around the world. The stock was down 17% yesterday. I've also read somewhere that the SolarWinds headquarters in Austin, Texas, were raided overnight. This is a big deal. I mean, this is warfare, really. It's a different kind of war. It's a cyber war. We had a guy in our church back in San Diego in Point Loma. He was the general of the MCRD, where they send the new recruits. And his assignment after that, well, we kind of knew him. In fact, he was looking to open an account with me at the time. But I think he's kind of a do-it-yourselfer at the end of the day. That's cool. Yeah, I think I give him my newsletter for free. But he was sent back to the Pentagon to be the head of cybersecurity for the Marines, because that is a big, big deal. What happens if the whole Internet is shut down tomorrow? How does that cripple life as we know it? It's a big, big deal. SolarWinds is down another 4% today. Now, we've heard that it was Russians. It seems to have the same fingerprints of the Russians. I've also read that the Chinese know how to make it look like it's Russian fingerprints. So, look, this is all way above my pay grade. But the investigation is underway with Russia and China, the key suspects. Big exodus accelerates from American cities. You know what? This is a big thing. There is a massive, massive migration taking place in our country. Businesses and residents are continuing to flee large American cities in droves. Why? A plethora of new taxes and regulatory schemes, surging poverty, violent crime, and a nightlife and culture brought to a near halt by the coronavirus have sped up the exodus, while the pandemic has exacerbated a shift towards remote work as a whole. New York has lost 300,000 residents this year, followed by substantial population losses in San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, and D.C. Where are they going? The Sun Belt or the West outside of California and Florida. They're saying Florida will soon rival New York as a financial hub, due in part to the tax and spend policies of New York, said Leon Cooperman, the billionaire former hedge fund manager and CEO of Goldman Sachs, who fled to Boca Raton, where we're heard on a daily basis. I hope Leon is listening. This is Bill Gunderson. I left California a couple years ago. Couldn't be happier. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Wow, we just took off over the last 30 minutes. I check, our totals at our company on a regular basis throughout the day, but our gains doubled here during the last 10 minutes or so. It looks like it's the semiconductor stocks just blasting off here today. Well, the second half of the show, I like to get into individual stocks. I mentioned one yesterday. I have this one on my radar. I'm like a bird dog. I start circling stocks and circling them. And, you know, if I really like them, I eventually, move in for the actual purchase. But I've been circling EXPI. I haven't made any decision yet, but they are expanding their footprint now to France. This is a cloud-based real estate company. We know that real estate is red hot. That ties in with the story we ended with about the big mass migration of folks. You know what that's done to real estate in the suburbs and in the states where we're not under lockdown? And the states where there are lower taxes. I had an unsolicited call the other day from the real estate agent that was on the selling end of my home here in South Carolina when we purchased it. She says, I have a buyer for your home at a much higher price than what you purchased it for. Well, I mean, that's good to know. I'm glad to see we're making some money on our home. But the demand, we live in the Carolinas. It's one of the receiving ends of all. You know, we never hear from our governor hardly at all. I kind of like it that way myself. He lets us do our business. He stays out of our business. He did do some restrictions and whatnot during the worst part of it. But we don't have a Gavin Newsom as our governor here or a Cuomo as our governor. And we are on the receiving end. You know, I look at license plates at restaurants. I see Pennsylvania, New Jersey, here in New York, pretty popular license plate these days. But this mass migration is creating tremendous demand. This house across the street from us went up for sale. I looked into it just for a few moments for one of our family members. It was already sold. I made a call, so that's what's taking place. So, anyways, it leads to a stock I'm watching called EXP World Holdings. They now have 40,000 cloud-based real estate agents, brokerage services for the residential real estate market. The stock is taking off, and the growth, my kind of number. Listen to their last four quarters of earnings growth. 111%, 110%, 375%, and 212% headquartered in Bellingham, Washington. No, actually their most recent quarter was 767%. So it's kind of a Redfin or the other real estate outfit on steroids. Man, I'm telling you what. So I don't own it, but these are the kind of stocks that I put on my radar. There's a buyout here today. Prevail Therapeutics goes up 85% today after being acquired by Eli Lilly for $1.1 billion. Now, I looked to see if there were any kind of indications, unusual trading activity, strong relative strength. There was over the last 2 days. You can look at the chart of PRVL. The stock was dead in the water. All of a sudden, boom, boom, last 2 days it goes up. You can't tell me that somebody doesn't catch wind of this. Now, today it's up 83%. As Eli Lilly is expanding their exposure in the gene therapy space. Prevail specifically works on Parkinson's disease and other neurodegenerative disorders. which is where Lilly really wants to focus their efforts. Lilly has been a pretty flat stock. However, it's starting to heat up a little bit. We'll take a fresh look at Lilly today, LLY. They also raised their guidance for next year. Well, the other one that I've been circling, and you know what, I'm kind of thinking, I don't know, QuantumScape. That's the 25-year-old billionaire with this solid-state battery. You know, this isn't like something brand new. The solid-state battery efforts have been going on for quite some time to someday maybe replace the lithium batteries. There's an interesting article today on Seeking Alpha saying that it's hard for him to see the solid-state battery being a big replacement in vehicles. He thinks it will gain more traction in drones and air taxis. Okay. Well, you know, that's not as big of an addressable market as electronic vehicles. The stock has been cooling off quite a bit from all of the buzz. It was $11 a share when it was a SPAC. Back in early November, nobody knew what this company was going to do for a living. It was a different name company. It was a SPAC. Then all of a sudden they announced they were merging and acquiring QuantumScape Corporation, which says they have the next generation solid-state battery, which would add a whole heck of a lot of range to electronic vehicles. And this thing rocketed higher. It went from $11 per share all the way up to, well, at its high. When did it hit on its high day? It was way up there. Wow. Well, it hit about $80. Now it's back to $60 per share. We looked into it, okay? It's a little bit like a biotech that kind of needs regulatory approval and a little bit of a shot in the dark. So we'll keep our eye on it. That's QS. IPOs, they continue to happen. Today, a Chinese online food retailer, Wunong Net Technology, prices a downsized $25 million IPO, WNW. I continue to see a lot of news coming out of China on a daily basis with our companies merging with Chinese companies, China buying shares in our companies. It just seems like they are on a buying binge, getting exposure to as many industries as they possibly can. This one would be similar to Whole Foods Market, I suppose, which you can buy their products through Amazon. WNW, that seems to be the biotech of the day. The cannabis REIT continues to rocket higher. Well, it's a REIT of marijuana growing properties. The symbol is IIPR. It's one of the few big winners that I've seen in this space. In fact, I would call it the biggest winner in the cannabis space. It's headquartered in Park City, Utah, the cannabis capital of the world. I didn't think so. I've been to Park City many times. Well, they do have the Sundance Film Festival and whatnot there. Innovative industrial properties. It's a REIT that targets acquisition of industrial real estate assets that are used for growing medical use cannabis. It's now a $3.9 billion company, hitting a new all-time high today at $175 per share with a yield of about 2.5%. It's ranked very highly. In fact, let's just look. IIPR in the Best Stocks Now app, which has no biases, it's ranked number 10 overall. Out of 5,570. What was the symbol on that again, Mr. Gunderson? Innovative Industrial Properties, IIPR. There's been many articles written about it in Seeking Alpha. That's pretty amazing. Ranked number 10 out of 5,570. The momentum is sensational in this stock. Okay, one other one before we go to break. Plug Power. Plug. P-L-U-G. I've been on a few horses named Plug, and they ran like plugs in my earlier days. Plug Power is hitting a new all-time high today, almost backing off just a little bit. They announced a deal to supply Walmart with sustainable solutions. They are in the hydrogen fuel cell business. Plug. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back with our featured stock of the day.
You gotta go where you wanna go. Do what you wanna go.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with NASDAQ up 78. Small caps are the stars of the day, up 1% right now. Gold's up 1.1%. Crude oil's up 1.5%. The 10-year yield is at 0.91, pretty flattish on the day. And the Dow right now is up just a quarter of a percent. S&P's up 45 basis points right now. How about a stock hitting a new all-time high today? This one is in our ultra growth portfolio, which has had a tremendous year. This stock is ranked number 159 overall out of 5,570. What are two of the hottest sectors in the entire market this year? And this stock happens to be in both of them. Well, one would definitely be sustainable energy, whether it's hydrogen, whether it's lithium, whether it's solid state, whether it's solar, whether it's wind, etc., etc., etc. Well, Chart Industries has a big exposure, and they're expanding their exposure to hydrogen. That's number one. They recently purchased, or they made an investment in HTEC Hydrogen Technology and Energy Corporation. They paid $20 million, or they invested $20 million in that company. And today, they're acquiring a company by the name of Sustainable Energy Solutions. What does it do? Carbon capture. Following the transaction, the company's total addressable market for carbon and direct air capture, think global warming, will expand from $400 million to $600 million in the near term. The name of the company is Chart Industries, which for the most part in the past was in the oil equipment business. It's headquartered in Georgia, Ball Ground, Georgia. I'm not sure where that one is. I've been all over Georgia. I've never been to Ball Ground, Georgia. It's a $4.2 billion company. And they're also in the business of storing energy. It's a $4.2 billion small cap company. GTLS hitting a new all-time high today. It's up 4%. Did we write an article on that one? We write one article per week for Seeking Alpha. That's our goal. We've been hitting our goal here recently. I can't remember if we wrote up Chart Industries or not. Let me see here. I've already got the answer. We'll get an answer here from Barry. And I can't remember if we collaborated on that one or not. But anyways, the app is all over it. That's how I found it. The app currently has a 5-year valuation of $215 per share. $215 per share. The stock's currently trading at $119 per share. Now, my valuations, I like to look out 5 years from now. The analysts provide 5-year growth projections. Why do we have 6-month target prices? It doesn't make any sense to me. And that's why I was taught many, many years ago, probably 20 years ago, 2 decades ago, how to do 5-year target prices. And I've stuck with that ever since, and it's served me well over time. So I have a 5-year target price of 215. I need 80% or better upside potential. As of now, as of yesterday, it had 88% upside potential. So it meets my valuation criteria. But the other half of my equation is performance. Momentum. This stock currently has a performance grade of A. Okay, the performance grade takes a look at all of its time frames, short term, intermediate term, long term. It gets an A grade in performance. In fact, as I look over the last 5 years, the stock has averaged 49.4% per year average returns to investors with no guarantees going forward. That's quadrupled the market. So far this year, it's up 94%. Market's up 14.3%. And its momentum grade right now is A+. Okay, so I weighed all of those differently. This is a higher risk stock. It's a small cap. I always look at how it did during the last bear market. It was down 84% in the 2007 through 2009 bear market. You always got to know what your downside risk is and what kind of risk you're taking. That's why this stock is about a 4% overall position in my ultra growth portfolio. It's hitting a new high today. We'll make that our featured stock of the day, which is Chart Industries, GTLS, headquartered in the Ball Ground, Georgia. And they're in the sustainable energy and carbon capture business. A couple of hot sectors right now in the market, to say the least. All right. Well, I've had a good time. A heck of a good time. I can't wait to do it again tomorrow. And I'm sure a lot will happen between my research that I did for this show today tomorrow's show. In the interim, I'll be looking at about 1,000 charts today and news stories coming in from all angles. I've got 5 monitors going here right now, and we'll see what comes in. In the meantime, I will be managing money also concurrently while I look at charts over the next several hours. And if I make any new buys or any sells, I'll be blasting those out to my subscribers and, of course, my clients. If you would like to take a look at us and do a little inquiry about what it's like to become a client, what should you expect, how do we do it? How do we manage money and this and that? Well, I've got advisors standing by ready to talk to you. We have a nationwide toll-free number at 855-611-BEST. But if you just want a soft opening to us, look at the newsletter that I produce every single Saturday. You can get 2 free weeks at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.